Blog Talk Radio.
Blessings and greetings, greetings and blessings, blessed souls. We're alive because we've been blessed to stay alive in Torah Chaim, instructions of life, Torah Chesed, instructions of kindness, Torah Rachamim, instructions of mercy. You're now tuned into blogtalkradio.com, and we humbly suggest we are the higher inner frequency of Blog Talk Radio. We call ourselves Soul Class. This is Soul Class 579, Meditation Equals Wellsprings for the Human Soul, program presentation number 30. Baruch Hashem, blessed is our Creator, Shalom. Peace and bracha, blessing upon the human family experience. With Creator's help, we're now broadcasting live on March 15th, 2016, from Turtle Island, a.k.a. the USA Unified Soul Actualization. The call-in number is 347-838-8669, if you want to hear, or you'll, for those of you, eventually hear it on the archive version. Our focus will be extracting inspirations from Rev Hillel's elucidations upon the Mittler Rebbe Shar Yuchod, the gate of unification. Meanwhile, may the eternal Creator bless and protect you and your loved ones peacefully and pleasantly. The tags for today's program are Eternal Creator, Divine Creator, Universal Redemption, Divine Image, Wellsprings of Chassidus, Thought, Speech, and Actions are the garments of your blessed soul. Meditate to end hate, jealousy, and competition not needed. Last but not least, Children of Israel collaborating with the Children of Noah to make this blessed world a fitting abode for the indwelling of divine presence, otherwise known as Shekhinah. But in order for today to begin today's program presentation, we've got to lower the music of Blessed Brother in Spirit and Prayer. And so Rav Isaac Baton, the president of Beit Mazal, located at 1433 President Street, located between Kingston Avenue and Albany Avenue, here in Kessick Heights, New York, Brooklyn. The borough of Brooklyn, the beautiful borough of Brooklyn and beautiful New York. And just to let you know, the prayer service this coming Shabbat with the help of the Most High will start at 10 a.m. under the leadership of Daniel Mapor. We can hear authentic Sephardic, Jewish Sephardic North African chanting to fuse together with ancient Hebrew, Israelite, Jewish liturgy. And here we go, blessed souls. We've got to conduct ourselves in the way of what we usually do when we begin the program. We got to turn down the music. Sorry, Rabbi Isaac. And here we go with the shoe. Oy vey. Okay, I'd hate to do that, but, you know, protocol is protocol. So here we go, blessed souls. Consider. First of all, I want to mention as well, today's program is dedicated to the Refuah Shlema, complete healing, of my father, Rav Shlomo Yaakov ben Esther, Aleha Shalom, and the strengthening of spirit and body, my mother, Maras Yiska, Shetchia, Bas Chayasa, Aleha Shalom. And also this program is dedicated for all the 319 plus members of the Torah Meditation Club, an open group you can find on Facebook. Hopefully our numbers will continue to grow as they have been the last several months with the reinstitution of this presentation, Meditation Equals Wellsprings for the Human Soul. Blessed souls, consider immersing your blessed mind, meaning your conscious awareness, which is located within your blessed back brain, right brain, left brain, cognitive processing units. You should not be surprised when you access a root source which elicits a cognitive bounty manifesting as a flow of consciousness towards a wellspring of revealed wisdom, which is naturally embedded within any eternal Torah concept. Rev Hillel, a noted tzaddik, mukubal, and rav, and devotee, chassid, follower of three Lubavitcher Chabad Rebbeim, Bishneo Zalman Liadi, the Alter Rebbe, the Mittler Rebbe, and the Tzemach Tzedek, he points out at this point of the presentation to we of the human soul congregation, as it appears to us tangibly that any human being, he or she, who binds his or her sensitivity or talent towards understanding the essence of any Torah wisdom will or can experience arousing the essence of his or her superconsciousness, also known as the Koach HaMaskil, eliciting new intellects to their root, and then in parenthetical quote, stations of particularized consciousness which previously were concealed or primarily embedded in the beginning of his or her superconsciousness, as will be discussed at the end of this presentation. Very tersely at that. Now this accessing not only reveals wisdom, rather it taps into something more profound than the cognitive wellsprings which feed into revealed wisdom, and is described, as Rav Hillel did, as Omkeya Chachma, the depths of wisdom, or hidden wisdom, Talamut Chachma. Now, to review a concept discussed many times before in this series of program presentations, the concept of depth, otherwise known as Omek, or length, known as Orech, or breadth, or width, also known as Rochav, as it relates to Bina, which is understanding, which is called Eyesh, that which is tangibly identifiable as a cognitive experience and upon which you can form letters of thought to understand it, comprehend it, elucidate it for yourself and for those who you want to share it with in a way that they can understand it. Rev Hillel alerts us that from a physical allegory, we can understand also. So if, say, a powerful river can in fact be extracted out of a seemingly innocent, innocuous wellspring, so too a powerful body of understanding of true, authentic Torah data can eventually be extracted from a seemingly innocuous wellspring of Torah wisdom. So we are also reminded there exists within blessed creation, accessible in every generation, for each and every blessed nation, a depth, a length, and width/breadth, embedded within the wellsprings of wisdom, which are called ayin, which can be described of not just one as nothingness, but rather something, a cognitive concept which is malleable, extremely profound, flexible, and perceptible, and is waiting to be accessed and processed by your faculty of right brain cognitive experiences. If we could develop strategies for refining our measurement of how perceptive we can become of Torah-driven instructions and all the profundities that can be openly accessed, we must fine-tune our observations, our power of observation, as Rav Hillel stresses. This involves focusing upon the length of a wellspring. Again, we are employing allegorical imagery, which contains within it two qualities. Shnei Bechinot. Quality one is called the concealed wellspring, which is described as the wellsprings of the abyss. Now, these wellsprings of the abyss are a fitting vessel for receiving from the deep recesses that are located within the earth, which, as far as I understand from my humble opinion, no physical human eye has directly observed, but these matters have been learned out through prophetical spirit, Ruach Shonavuah and Ruach HaKodesh, divine inspiration, that which was made accessible to the prophets and the masters of the hidden traditions known as Kabbalah and Hasidus. Yet from the essence of the earth's abyss are concealed aquatic arteries, for our blessed earth was, is, and will always be porous to allow liquid substances to pour down upon it from above in the form of rain or snow, sleet, and as well allowing that which has seeped deep into the earth to flow from within realms of below surface environments until they rise up as beds of streams, lakes, rivers, and oceans, otherwise known as the stream bed, the lake bed, the river bed, and the ocean bed. What we are dealing with here now, blessed souls, is the concept of a halal reikan, an empty chamber, which comes into play, as Rav Hillel teaches us, to be a fitting vessel to receive the aquatic bounty imported from the earth's blessed abyss. The capacity of the wellspring is predicated upon its bittul, its sense of self-abnegation, nullifying itself to being a receptacle, a proper receptacle to receive from the depths of the blessed abyss, and its non-cognitive sense. Because water unto itself bears no obvious cognitive wisdom, as much as we can see that because there is water, some great wisdom has deemed for us that we should be enlivened by water, and all the earth's creatures should be as well, and even inanimate matter enjoy the benefits of this wonderful substance called water. And so then when we talk about the wellspring as predicated upon its bittul, its sense of self-nullification, self-abnegation, its non-cognitive sense to be included within its personalized essence of the earth's blessed abyss, according to the wellspring's connection, self-negating in nature, as so decreed by the one who spoke and the universe came to be. Eventually, the second quality of wellspring is revealed, which is simply called the revealed wellsprings, which relates to the revelation of the flow of not a sloppy Joe, but the revelation of a flow of H2O. Well, we have to be a little comedic at times, blessed souls. Show me a person who doesn't have good humor, and I'll show you a person that is taking himself too seriously. Anyway, when we talk about the revealed wellsprings, which relates to the revelation of the flow of H2O, this flow is the width / breadth of the wellspring. So we note the deeper the aquatic arteries run within this blessed porous earth, as deep within it can be as possible, so to the revelation, which flows upwardly, even against gravity, because of the pressure mounted up from deep within the abyss and pushing forth forcefully through the aquatic arteries, eventually, not only will the wellspring produce a great quantity of H2O, and not a kosher organic sloppy Joe. There you go again, but still getting a little comedic. Therefore, the wellspring will be accessible to receiving and pumping to its intended direction, the riverbed or the ocean bed, the lake bed, the stream bed. So a great quantity of H2O will flow through these aquatic arteries, otherwise known as the wellsprings. But the quality of this H2O, because it was, the deeper it was hewn from where it was drawn out of, and the more it travels through the aquatic arteries, known as Gidya Arets, there is a greater purification of otherwise different types of dregs and other substances which otherwise could render the water unsuitable for practical usage. Chas v'shalom, heaven forbid. A water, a wisdom, which is what this allegory is alluding to, blessed souls, is called Mayim Chayim, living waters. So wisdom, when it is truly extracted from deep within, and when we say, as mentioned to me recently, that to talk about extracting from deep within one's revealed and super consciousness, Dennis Ryan, student, teacher, and disseminator of the, an advocate for the dissemination, teaching of the Nesher Gadol, the Great Eagle, Rambam, Maimonides, Moshe Ben Maimon, suggested I clarify what does it mean going deeper within, aside from the allegory of peeling away the layers of the onion, meaning discovering microcosmic universe after microcosmic universe of data to realize it's all connected to the macro universe of that concept. So accessing the Mayim Chaim, the living waters of wisdom, just as we who benefit from the waters of the abyss in our reservoirs and in our oceans and our lakes and our streams and rivulets, we are able to make use of this water, whether either by directly drinking it or benefiting from the sea life and the plant life that can be extracted from these different bodies of water. This Mayim Chaim has been purified because it was extracted from a deeper source. So too, your blessed wisdom is a pure form of wisdom when it is the byproduct of you going deeper within your awareness and your superconsciousness as well. And after the revelation of such living water, the length of the revealed wellspring leads to the dispersion, the spreading out of the river, allegorically speaking, but in the human experience, we're talking about human understanding, which can be learned out from, and you can go to the Oral Torah commentators on this for further elucidation, by going to Psalms chapter 104, verse 10, quote-unquote, where King David wrote, he, meaning the Almighty Creator, sends the springs, meaning the well springs, the Mayanot, into the streams. As Hillel concluded concerning this presentation by way of the allegory just mentioned, so too it is to our benefit to consider the spiritual wellsprings of wisdom which flow from our blessed Koach HaMaskil, superconsciousness, which in and of itself contains within its microcosmic depth, length, breadth, width, the Mayonos Giloim, the revealed wellsprings, Mayonos Astumim, the concealed wellsprings, the Mayonos HaTahom, the wellsprings of the abyss, the Etzem HaTahom, and the essence of the abyss. And may we be successful in our endeavors, as we conclude with today's program presentation, to access all these matters. But it's a step-by-step process, blessed souls. No one's asking you to jump from the top of some mountain of consciousness or to climb up a mountain of consciousness. It's step after step after step after step, with some mistakes along the way. And it also involves having the humility to, in fact, realize we don't know the whole story, and therefore we can see other people who know more than ourselves, and I speak of myself before others, anyone else, because I also consult with people much more learned than I, and they actively encourage me to share these type of teachings. My teachers here in America, and teachers in Israel. And so I just want you to know, blessed souls, that this is a process of the self-discovery of your own consciousness, which in and of itself is a positive thought. And the positive thought process is something by which you can, in fact, can be something which you can make part of every waking moment. The truly righteous ones are the ones who master these exercises, cognitive exercises, or in the theological sense, the commandment of constantly loving and fearing the Creator and spreading this love throughout the creation by whatever means these righteous souls do. But this presentation is part of all the presentations previous up into program presentation number 30 of wealth, meditation equals the wellsprings of the human soul, are just my efforts to make known to you that the possible, which you might have thought is impossible, is quite accessible through the process of Torah cognitive chassidus, meditation, which the teachings of Chabad chassidus is rich and very finely textured and well fortified as a part of the traditions that have come out of the royal house of Kings David and Solomon to prepare the world in a way of Ahavachad, one love, Gorlachad, one destiny, one for all, to a dark Shalom, in a pleasant way, in a peaceful way. Bahamshich, brothers, from Yisbreak, that be continued with the help of the Most High. And I just want to remind you again, once again, as I do, I try at the end of every program, you've got to be good. And even though that might generate some anxiety and agita and feelings that leave you with great ambivalence, that's okay. Because the Teva Tov Lahayti, which is the nature of the good to do good, and the Creator is the source of all goodness, did something very good. He created you. And therefore, it's a matter of accessing that which is truly good in you. You have to desire to reach that goodness within yourself. And you'll see it becomes quite accessible. And just as important, it becomes quite implementable. And may we see the implementation of all these matters, as we mentioned before. So, we're now going to take flight with the Flight of the White Eagle by Brother David Dome, who will help us realize, who will internalize our telemental chemosnet dream, and our divine image will help us get off in scrimmage in the game of life, which is such a precious gift. It meant not to bring us down, but to give us a lift until we get to the next level of life, hopefully without any strife. Take care, everyone.